There's so many Rashi's in Parshas Vayera that are famous or important. I wanted to discuss a few more. When the Torah is describing how evil Sodom was, so in Pasuk Kaf Aleph, the Pasuk says, Hakitza Akasa, like the cry, of someone. What does that mean? So there are different pshatim. So Rashi refers to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Daf Kuftes, where the Gemara says the word kitsa'a kosa is referring to the cry of a young girl. You see, earlier in Pasuk Kuf, the Torah uses the word rabba, ki rabba. It's the evil of Sodom is great. So Chazal interprets the word rabba can also be read as riba. Riba is a word used for a young girl. So you put together the word riba, young girl, and sa'akasa here, and Chazal have a very famous medrash that Rashi doesn't quote the whole thing, he just refers to it. Sa'akas riva achas, shahargu misa mishuna, a young girl who was killed in a grisly death. Al shenasna mazon la'ani, because she gave food to a poor person, as it says in Perek Chelek. That's the last parak of Sanhedrin. The Gemara there says very briefly that a young girl was giving out food, bread to the poor people, and this is not Sodom's style, and they got angry at her. So it says they covered her with honey and took her up onto the roof. Why onto the roof? So the Mefarshim say, either the roof is where everyone would see what's going to happen to her, so everyone would learn to not to do this, or that's where the bees gathered. And the bees came, and they basically attacked her for the honey, and they killed her by, the Chal said, Asu zibore ve'achluha, they ate her. That's what Rashi says, by a grisly death. So this is an example of the horrific evil that was done in Sodom, and that medrash is hinted to in Rashi over here at the end of Pasuk Kaf Aleph. That's in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Okay. In Pasuk Kaf Zayin, so Avram Avinu says, V'anochi ofer ve'efer. He's being humble. He says, he's talking to Hashem. And he says, you know, he's in his humility, he says, how can I talk to Hashem? But I want to talk to you. Anochi afar ve'efer. I am dust and ash. So Chazal have many pshatim on this. It's the Torah Tmima quotes them. Rashi says, on a pashat level, afar ve'efer mean, even though I'm dust and ash, meaning, I could have been killed already. Kfar hayisi ro'i lios afar. When I fought the kings, I fought the war, I could have been killed. When you're killed, you fall into the ground, you're afar. Or ve'efer is a reference to what? Al yidei Nimrod. When he was thrown into the Kifshan Ha'esh, he could have been burned up into ashes. Lulei rachamecho asher amduli, if not for your mercy. So Avram is saying, Hashem, I it's hard for me to talk in front of you. I could have been killed twice. Once in the regular way, in a war, afar. I would have been thrown in, you know, into the dirt, or even Afer. I could have been ashes when I was thrown, and you saved me, and still I'm going to talk to you and daven. So it's these words, according to Rashi, are a reference to earlier episodes in Avraham's life where Hashem saved him. Okay. And finally, I want to mention a few of the famous Rashis regarding the Akedas Yitzchak. I mean, there are so many, but just a few. Okay. So first of all, the Perek of the Akedas Yitzchak begins, this is Perek Kaf Beis, Vayachar Dvarim Ha'ego. After these words, these things, and then Hashem tested Avram Avinu. Oh. So what does it mean, after these words? So Rashi quotes two famous pshatim from Chazal. So some say it's referring to Achar Dvarov Shel Satan, the words of the Satan. The Satan was being Mekatrik, was prosecuting Hashem up in, was prosecuting Avram up in Shemayim. And the Satan said, Mikol Suda Shasa Avraham Lohikri Vufanecha Parechad. Avraham never offered a carbon to you. When Avraham made this big Suda, when he was celebrating that Yitzchak was being weaned from his mother, back in Perakuf Aleph Pasuk Ches, it said Avraham made a Mishteh Gadol. So wait a second. The Satan is accusing. He didn't offer a carbon to you, Hashem. Amar lo, Hashem said to him, Klum asa ele bishvil b'no, idu hayisi omer lo, zevach oso lefan aloya ma'akev. Hashem said to the Satan, what? Avraham made this whole party for his son. And if I told him to offer his son up to me, he would have said yes. And that leads into the Akedas Yitzchak. Then the other pshat, this I think is more famous, v'yesh omrim, achar dvarav she Yishmoel. Yishmoel was boasting in front of Yitzchak. Why? Yitzchak had his bris milah as a baby. And it was 8 days old. And Yishmoel, the Torah says above, had a bris milah when he was 13, which is obviously more difficult. So Yitzchak was boasting to Yitzchak. Amar lo Yitzchak. Yitzchak said back, "Be'ever echad ata mi'areini." You're boasting about one aver. Ilu amar lekadosh baruch hu zevach atzmacha lufan I lo yisimakiv. If Hashem would offer not just one part of my body but my whole body, I wouldn't say no. And that leads into the episode of the Akedah. Okay, that's Pasuk Aleph. In Pasuk Gimel, there's a famous Rashi quoting from the Gemara, in Pesachim Daf Dalet, Vayashkem Avram Baboker, Avram got up early. What does Rashi say? Nizdareis lemitzvah. Nizdareis lemitzvah. He was excited to do it himself. The Gemara says this is one of the sources for the idea of Zrizim, Makdimah l'mitzvos, that Avraham doing a mitzvah, and obviously it was a very, very difficult mitzvah, and still he got up early to do it. Okay. Next, the Torah uses the word yachdov twice regarding the Akedah, once in Pasuk Vav, and once in Pasuk Ches. Yachdov means together. So Rashi interprets both in a similar way, but with different applications. So, in Pasuk Vav, it says they went together. This was at the beginning of their trip to the Har Moriah, to the Akedah. At this point, Rashi is assuming Yitzchak didn't know what's happening yet. So what does Yachdov mean? Yachdov means Avraham and Yitzchak had the same attitude, the same simcha, even though Avraham knew he was going to actually have to kill his son and sacrifice him to Hashem, and Yitzchak didn't know. Look in Rashi. Vayochu shneim Yachdov, Pasuk Vav, Avraham hayodeya sholich lishchot espino, hayoholich beratzon v'simcha, just like Ki Yitzchak, shloya margish bedover. He didn't realize it yet. So there the Yachdov shows the greatness of Avraham Avinu. Now in Pasuk Ches already, when Yitzchak says to Avraham, where's the ISL Ola? And Avraham answers, Hashem Yerol Ola Bini. So there already, in his answer, there's a remez that you might be the Ola. Avram was hinting to Yitzchak that he might be the Ola. And then it says, Vayelchu shneim yachdov. So Rashi says here, V'yaf al pi shehevin Yitzchak shuhoi lishochet, Yitzchak knew he was going to be, now Yitzchak understood, still, Vayelchu shneim yachdov b'leiv shoveh, with the same enthusiasm. So here, the yachdov is praising Yitzchak, that even though he knows what's going to happen to him, he has the same Simcha as Avram. So the two Yachtovs teach the same idea, that they have the same Simcha. The first Yachtov is praising Avraham, and the second Yachtov is praising Yitzchak. It's a very nice parallel in the two Rashis. Oh. Then in Pasuk Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, Hashem tells Avram, no, don't kill Yitzchak. Take the olan, take the animal instead. Oh. So the Torah says in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayaleh le'ola tachas bino. So tachas bino is extra. Obviously it was instead of Yitzchak. So Rashi says as follows, that Avram Avinu, when he was offering the aisle, had Havana as if this was Yitzchak. He really had the full intention of sacrificing Yitzchak, and the kolchos, the spiritual kolchos that Avram put into to this karban, he viewed it as if it was mamash Yitzchak, with that same sacrifice. Ma'o tachas b'no, al kol avoda sh'asa mimenu, hayem ispalel, yiratzon she'etezu, kilu hu hi asuya bivni, kilu b'ni shachut, as if I'm shechting Yitzchak, kilu damo zark, as I'm sprinkling his blood, kilu b'ni mufshat, kilu hu niktar, v'nasa deshen. That's what the pasuk is teaching us, that the spiritual kolchos Avram put in were as if it was Yitzchak mamish. And we know Chazal say that Yitzchak had given himself over 1,000% to be offered as a karban. So the fact that Avram had the full kavana, and the fact that Yitzchak made that offer, had the full sense of sacrifice, that leads to another Maimer Chazal that Rashi quotes at the end of Pasuk Yud Dalet. Oh. The Pasuk says in Yud Dalet, Hashem Yireh. Hashem will see. That's the name of the place. What does that mean, Hashem will see? So there are a lot of pshatim. So Rashi quotes, Hashem Yireh, Akeda Zu Lishroch Yisrael, B'kol Shanu, Letzim Min HaPeranios. Kidei Sheyom. Hashem will see the Akedah in the future, and the Zchus of the Akedah will allow us to be forgiven for our Averos. B'chol Adoros Habayim, in all future generations, B'har Hashem Yeroeh, Ephro Shel Yitzchak, Tzavur V'omed L'chapara. The ashes of Yitzchak will be seen by Hashem, piled up as a kapara for Am Yisrael, as if they're mamish there. So Chazal say Rav Nevensol Shlita in his Sefer Yerushalayim B'Moadeh Yerech Esanim page Kufvav says that this is the pshat, that even though he wasn't actually killed, but the decision was so strong to perform the Akedas Yitzchak, it's viewed as if it was actually done. As if it was actually done. And the Afer of Yitzchak is there in front of Hashem. Rav Nevensol quotes the Gemara in Zvachim, and Afsaf Samach Beis Amar Aleph, that when they went to build the Mizbeach Bezman Bayesheni, they knew that where the Mizbeach was because they saw the Afer of Yitzchak above the Mizbeach, on the place of the Mizbeach. It's an incredible Gemara. The Gemara sounds like mamish. You could see something. So that idea that this is a miracle, this is an ace, that's based on this Yisrael, that Avram had the full Kavana, Yitzchak had the full intention, and therefore, on some ruchnius level, which has a physical manifestation, you could actually see the Afer of Yitzchak. And finally, I want to add an idea. Rav Nevensol Shlita offers a slightly different shot. Back in Perikov Beis Pasuk Aleph, Achar HaDvarim Ha'eila. There's a famous Mahalach. The kernel of it was said by the Gra, and others later picked up on it. It's based on a Medrash. When you consider the Akedas Yitzchak, so obviously it was a tremendous Nisayon for Avram Avinu, so the Gra points out, based on the Medrash, that there was an additional element of the Nisayon, which we may not always focus on, which is, Avram Avinu had been spending roughly a century of his life spreading monotheism, spreading Hashem's name. And the Rambam describes at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah in great detail, he would have debates, every town, every city. And part of the debates, he would say things like, you know, you believe in all these different gods and they're cruel, and my God is a God of mercy, he tells us to do chesed, etc. And Avram had been preaching against child sacrifice for a century. It's barbaric, it's terrible. And the Rambam writes there at the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah that Avram Avinu was very successful. Alafim u'revavos, thousands and tens of thousands of followers. Thousands and tens of thousands. Now, imagine for a moment what would have happened if the next day after the Akedah had become public. What would the papers say? They would say, Avram Avinu murders son. Why? God told me to. Avram Avinu would have become the ultimate hypocrite of all time. What would have happened to all of his followers? They would have left right away. Literally a century of work down the drain. So when we consider the Akedas Yitzchak, certainly it was a tremendous nisayon that Avram would have to sacrifice and kill his own son. That's for sure. Also, Avram Avinu, Mamash L'shem Shemayim, would have been giving up a century of work. All of those monotheists would have said, this guy's crazy. He killed his son. He's the ultimate hypocrite of all time. And Avram would have lost all of that work. And that work, not just work that he accomplished, that was L'shem Shemayim, that was to spread monotheism. So the Gra points out that based on a Medrash, the Medrash quotes the Satan saying to Avram, what about all those people? What about all those people? So the Gra interprets that's referring to those that he had converted to monotheism. So Rav Nevensol says that might be a pshat in Achar HaDevarim Ha'Eila, after these things that happened earlier. What happens in the previous psukim, two psukim earlier? Avram was Vayita Eshel, planted the tree, the inn, where he would spread Hashem's name. So it could be, this is Rav Nevensol's Chiddush, it's a beautiful Chiddush. It could be the Chumash itself is hinting to this Yesod of the Medrash as explained by the Gra, that the psukim, which immediately precede Akedas Yitzchak, talk about Avraham spreading Hashem's name, spreading monotheism, the very end of Perek Kaf Aleph, and Mamish, the very beginning of Peis, Achar Hadvarim Ha'Ela, after these things that I just mentioned, at the end of Kaf Aleph, Hashem tests Avraham with the Akedah. So this deep yesod of the Medrash, as explained by the Gra, is really hinted to mamish in the Chumash itself. That's a chiddush from Rabbi Nevensol. Okay, we'll stop here.